On the Claresy Matt and Kimber catch-up, the debut of a new segment, Classic Claresy.
Enough's enough.
We talked about if pole dancing will become an Olympic sport.
And what's the weird thing you've had stolen?
Claresy Matt and Kimber know what's cool. A house that's fitted with a Panasonic energy-efficient premium inverter from Ford and Doonan Air Conditioning.
Claresy Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Drug-affected thieves are stealing from our hospitals.
Oh, no.
I mean, this is one of these stories, and you see this video footage they've attached. Basically, they're saying that over the past year, brazen thieves are going through Royal Perth
Hospital.
Hang on
a minute. Not just brazen. Drug-affected.
Drug-affected and brazen, which is a terrible mix. But they've been going into Royal Perth Hospital and they've been captured on camera stealing from the hospital. Now, they're stealing things like one dude just took artwork off the walls.
Yes.
Just grabbed a couple of canvases and walked them out to the bus stop.
Oh, he looked a bit nervous when he heard someone come around the corner, so he put it down, leaned it up against the wall.
Oh, you've seen this footage.
Rob Scott's story on 7 News.
Yeah, and there was another incident of a person who stole two bags of dirty linens, like bed sheets and towels that were just in the corridor of the hospital.
Okay. Well, maybe those people are desperate for some linen, right?
Well,
they're two different things. One's pretty cheeky, stealing artwork from a hospital, but maybe the people who stole the linen really needed it.
Well, the thing is, they're saying
doesn't make it right.
No, but this is over a number of they're saying they've basically the video has been obtained by Seven West Media through a Freedom of Information search. So this has been happening over the last 12 months, but we're only just finding out about it now.
Yes.
And they're saying these are the different incidences. And like someone stole the electronic message board, which is basically, it's a location information map.
Yeah, you are here.
It's so that when people walk into the hospital, and it's hard enough to try and find your way around.
True.
What's that person going to do with that?
It's straight in the games room, the pool room at home.
Well, that's why they're saying they think they're drug affected, because they're like, nobody in their right mind would just take these things.
They're waking up in the morning going, where did that come from?
Yeah.
What was I doing?
I was so brazen last night.
Yeah, I went to visit Nana in hospital and now I've got...
Some of this is, some of the stories and the video has been collected, but Rob Scott on 7 News had this story. Here's a little bit of him and the Health Minister, Roger.
A group is seen wandering the hospital's corridors before one of them makes off with two bags. Inside, dirty laundry.
It doesn't get much lower than stealing from a hospital.
There you go, Roger. Obvious. Cook, the health minister right there.
But the thing is that people steal weird things.
They do.
You know, I mean, it is a weird thing to steal, but
you've stolen my heart.
Oh, do you? Give it back.
I was telling you the story when we got broken into in Beckenham. They stole my Walkman, which had 1982 up in lights. We've talked about that.
Yep.
That was depressing. Part as well as that, they stole some sneakers of mine, which was so manky, you could not believe it.
Oh.
They stole those.
Well, they were just trying to get your footprint at the scene of the next crime.
Yeah, is that what it was?
I'd be guessing.
Hey, what about the councils that have problems when they put new plants, even in just in roundabouts?
Oh, yes.
And people come the next day and get these brand new plants?
Yeah, that
happens quite a lot.
People steal the weirdest stuff.
Yeah. Well, someone nicked my hose fitting. Off the front of my house. I had a hose out the front and I left it out there because... I don't know. I didn't think that was something anyone would nick.
So they didn't nick the hose?
No, they left the hose.
There's a huge black market in hose fittings.
they left the hose and they just took the $4, you know, like the nozzle that you could put into different settings. They just took the nozzle and just nicked it.
Are you making this up or did you get forgetful and leave it at the back?
Now I don't keep my hose out the front. How stupid
and that's,
is
that's
that?
Not a euphemism, right?
No.
But the hose was safe.
No, I have to drag the hose out every time I want to water the lawn and then I put it back in the garage.
Oh, look, I want to hear other people's stories of weird stuff getting nicked. Give us a call, 13 33 53. What's the weirdest thing you've had stolen?
Yeah, and has anyone seen Kimber's nozzle?
Yeah.
These are cool.
Claresy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
Tell us what that weird thing is you've had stolen, Kevin.
Well, it was not me, but my neighbour. He built this beautiful 1-metre-high dead replica of a windmill. the blades of the windmill, he bent and everything, cut out a tin, bent and everything. And it was beautifully painted as well. And then one morning went out and the whole thing was gone.
What?
Oh, the nerve of people.
It's probably some Dutch criminal, Kevin. He's stealing windmills, clogs and tulips.
well, it was a windmill like you get on the farms.
Oh, yes.
Retiree. and not like the Dutch windmill, but your ordinary windmill that, you know, pumps water on the farms.
It's not fair, is it? He would have put a lot of work into that, and now someone's just having to hide that in their backyard because, you know, they can't have anyone see they nicked it.
And someone's bucketing water.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
I wish they could.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kev.
Michelle in Mount Nasura, what weird thing did you have stolen?
Good morning, guys. Well, it was an attempted steal.
Yeah.
We had an orange daddo, so lived across the pub. They got it out of the driveway, rolled it down the hill, opened up the bonnet to start it, obviously out of the earshot of us, and realised there's no motor in it. So they left it. We wake up, car wasn't in the drive. Looked down the road, the car was there with a dips, you know, with a tool ready on the floor.
Tool, right?
I mean, the thing about the Datsuns is they were such great cars, they almost went without a motor.
Yeah.
Well, it went a bit, didn't it? Went down.
Yeah, it did too.
A bit of Fred Flintstone car going on.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Let's go to Belle Davis from one Dino to do another one. Dean, what did you? What was the weird thing that got stolen?
Yeah, good morning, guys. This was a couple of years ago when I was a budding young bachelor. I went to JB Hi-Fi and the good guys and that, spent a fair whack of money, dropped about $5,000 pimping out my new house and went away for the weekend and come back to find that I'd been relieved of my vacuum cleaner.
Oh, that sucks.
What?
I had a big screen TV, surround sound, top of the wazza, everything, and they jumped through the window and pinched me Dyson.
That's what they wanted, though.
Well, they got it.
Weird.
Pretty weird, eh?
And left all of the other stuff.
Left all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, because they didn't need it. Well, they've already nicked that from someone else.
Dyson aren't too shabby.
No, it's not. And you're like a criminal who's got a specific target.
Yeah, a clean one.
I've got to admire that.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, at least his house is clean.
Exactly.
Sort of. Not metaphorically. Thanks, Dino.
Good on you, mate.
So easy, boys. See ya.
Dean from Belle Davis there.
Oh, wow.
I need to go and get a hose.
The world just gets weirder and weirder.
So stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
Claire, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Oh, be standing, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't that make the heart pound?
Here on the arms.
Australian national anthem. Well, will we one day hear that at the Olympic Games for pole dancing?
What?
Because pole dancing has now been officially recognised as a sport.
Yes.
And those enthusiasts are hoping that one day it will be an Olympic event.
Well, I'm telling you, I only paused for effect because I absolutely think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yes. And it has evolved, hasn't it?
Totally.
It's not just for UN ambassadors on a night out these days. It's more than
that. Well, it's for that too, yeah.
Pole
dancing is hard. It is really hard.
Tell me about it.
They are absolute athletes and they do incredible work with their muscles. I think it should be an Olympic sport. Why not?
Well, okay. Yeah. No, why not? But where do we stop with Olympic sports? I mean, the Olympics obviously was all about athletics and swimming and those kinds of things that every 4 years we get to see, because you don't get to see that stuff all that often. But where, if we make pole dancing, why not fidget spinners or yo-yos? I mean, where will the Olympics end?
Well, marbles or?
Well, I think because they won't recognise that as a sport, number one, because if it's not recognised, it never makes it in, right? And I think that there's a level where you hit where you just go, if there's enough people to compete in it, then it can be.
Yeah. As I mentioned earlier, this gives hope to people. I've been to Bobby's pole studio there in East Perth.
Yeah.
Because I had a bit of a go at it.
Oh, you had a go.
So difficult. And I was there for, I think I was scheduled to be there for a quarter of an hour, but I stayed for 7 hours. It was a wonderful spectator sport.
Yeah.
But the strength is just incredible, the control they have. But where does it go next? That's the question that I ask of thee.
Well, I don't know. I mean, why should it stop? Why do we not include other things as sports? I mean, if you think that weightlifting is an Olympic sport.
Yeah.
You think curling is an Olympic sport or badminton. Some of those, like, I kind of go, well, there's a lot more involved in pole dancing than there is in badminton. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
if we're talking about, and that's the thing, if we're bracing it, is it based on
athleticism? Athletes?
Yeah. Is it, or, you know, I mean, I don't know where you draw the line, because is there a line that needs to be drawn? Do you know of that many other sports that are trying to get in?
Yeah.
No, look, I guess it's a weird one because of its roots in kind of late night clubs that men often
yeah.
go. So it's dealing with a kind of background story that other events don't have to deal with.
Yeah, there could be a stigma involved.
Think like weightlifting's full of steroid use. You could say that too. Like, do you know what I mean? You go, that's got a history of that.
Talk about athleticism. How far does it go? I mean, the inner Pete Corelli, our drive guy, would say, what about gaming? Why isn't gaming in the Olympic Games?
Yes.
Because it's a growing sport with a lot of young people. And is it a sport? Because there's definitely skill involved.
God, the Olympics will go for 9 weeks, won't it, if we keep doing it like that?
That's true too. But I suppose for me, it's like it's about interest. Like if I'm watching the Olympics and it's something that I don't want to watch, if it's an event I don't care about, I just don't watch it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm all for those people winning medals for things that they're talented at.
Mm. Well, I look forward to it happening. And when we finally win the gold medal, rather than hearing the national anthem, I want to hear the announcer go, all right, guys, give it up for Alora.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. The Howie Games deals with the great times, but also discusses the tough times. And in the hope of helping others, AFL star Brendan Favola opened up about his gambling problem.
I started with this book, you had $2,000, started the day, and by the end of the day, I'd won $360,000.
You're freaking kidding me.
So I won 360. I was on fire. I couldn't miss. And I was hitting about 2 in the morning. We were betting at Hong Kong.
On horses?
And I'd had a few, on horses, yeah. I'd had a few drinks.
So $2,000 into $365,000.
I think it was $365,000 or $8,000 I won. And then...
Now, but hang on, mate. Because
I told Alex...
Oh, go on.
That I've won all this money. So we try to get it out the next day with a bookie, but you're not allowed to get it out to the Monday. And this is obviously a Thursday now. So I had to wait till Monday. And, you know, when you're... gambler, you want to bet it. So by the Sunday, I was 20 down. I'd lost it all, and 20 down. Then Alex left. So that's it. I'm out.
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcastone.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
We get the feeling there's a cloud about to sort of raise its ugly head.
No, not at all.
What's going on with you?
This is about honouring someone who's been a professional in this business for 34 years. I was at the ACRAs, the Australian Commercial Radio Awards, on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point in the evening, a screen came up honouring people who've given so much time to radio. And there was one, Dean Clares, being honoured for his 34 years in commercial radio.
107.
Which, it's a long time in any job, but also in commercial radio because they fire us every 5 minutes if we suck.
Yeah, how many times have you been sacked? 24?
No, I haven't.
Never?
Well, I did. I got sacked.
Sorry, that was a bit loud.
Yeah. I got sacked from 92.9. I got a job at Mix the next day.
Oh, did you really?
But I've washed so many general managers' cars. It's incredible. Yeah. Well, that's my metaphor.
Well, the thing is that it made us go, well, if you've spent 34 years in the industry... then we should probably go through the archives and see if we could find some bits of radio that you've done in the past.
Yeah.
And we found so much gold that we have created a new segment.
No.
He's been on the airwaves since 1983.
Clean Clears with you. Good to have you on this freaky show.
And just like that, a star is born. It's Classic Clearsy.
Can I leave now?
Hey, what do you think of that little bit?
Can I leave the room now?
Welcome to the segment of Classic Clearsy, where we're just going to play some classic bits of Dean Clears that we have found from the years. If you don't mind, I'd like to kick it off with this little gem that I found.
Oh, this one here. Okay.
6:13 as we head into what looks like being a beautiful Friday, apart from a few showers around, but... not as bad as last night. What do you think of that thunderstorm? Not bad at all. And don't forget, throughout the morning, plenty of good music. Back in a minute with Brenda Lee.
Brenda!
Brenda Lee!
Look at you. Oh. Who else could make a thunderstorm that sexy?
I'm so embarrassed. I was 17.
What did you think of that? Really?
Oh, my eyes are watering. That is awful. It's truly awful.
It gets better.
Oh, no, we're not done?
No, not at all. I mean, Matt's found some gold as well.
Well, you know, obviously in this job, our raison d'etre, our reason for being here is to brighten up people's morning. That's all we attempt to do.
Yeah.
And, of course, the very lucky people of the Wheat Belt got that for many years when Clearsy first started. And how's this for brightening up your day?
6:16 now. Great to have you on the Brekkie Show this morning, as promised. If you're feeling a little in the blues today, let's hope you get the chin up and face this Monday. It's going to be another warm one too. around 26 degrees throughout the central wheat belt. Meriden looking for 29.
Oh. Oh, no. No, the jingle. 6MD.
Why is it? I mean, it is.
Oh, it's excruciating.
Well, and you really love your weather chat, don't
he
you?
He loves a bit of weather. And how come all of his radio gold seems to be at 16 minutes past six?
I was at my peak at that time.
Yeah, it really were.
When you're 17 and a half.
Well, because, yeah. Well, this one, I mean, it links in too, and it's very kind of regional country radio.
Oh,
there
we go.
The current temperature is already up to 15 degrees. This temperature check this morning presented by Meriden Refrigeration at your suppliers of do-it-yourself auto air conditioning regas kits. Phone Ron on 411-391 and he'll do the right thing by you.
It's such a short phone number, I still struggle.
You're a bit of a stumble there, buddy.
What an idiot.
Ron would have been furious.
Oh, the air check with the boss would have been terrible.
Yeah, the refrigerator, it would have been cold in that room too.
Oh, mate.
Was it your genuine voice at the time or were you putting on a radio voice?
I was putting it on because I really wanted to work in the city.
Oh.
What an idiot.
Look, let's do one more quick one.
What, we're not done yet?
No,
one more quick one. Matt. And, you know, this is again, just the what you want to hear in the morning to get you going.
Hello there.
On 6MD.
18 past six now. Gee, it's hard to get going this early in the morning, isn't it?
As we kick into a bit of 80s synth.
Are we done? Have you got any system, please?
The thing is, we have got so many tapes to go through. We've got cassettes and we've got like...
Cassettes?
There's literally boxes of them in our cupboards downstairs.
People don't want to hear this rubbish.
Oh, they do.
We are going to roll this out for the coming weeks. You're going to hear more and more of classic Clarzy.
Yeah, love it.
1983 should be left where it was.
It's coming back, baby. It's coming back.
Good on you.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now... the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, a bit of a freak out yesterday. I was hit in the back of a head, with a spice jar.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Well, there's another Clarzy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Clarzy, Matt and Kimber are only a click of a button away, just like keeping your whole house cool in summer with Panasonic and Ford and Doonan air conditioning.